Father, we bless you. The entrance of your word brings light.
Amen.
Come minister your word to us.
Amen.
This morning, we ask for your mighty visitation.
Amen.
The power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
To overshadow us.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Everybody say a big amen.
Amen.
Well, put your hands together for the Lord. Can you take a seat? The Lord has heard your prayers. The Lord has heard your prayers. And there's a great change in your life already.
Amen.
Amen. Can you take your seat?
Amen.
I'm continuing my teachings on curses. And today we are on how to neutralize the curses.
Amen. Menemo etwa na otwese nem nyoma menemo chiche efa insira ene no mehum. Ne ne no mehum sebu no betwa so.
We've said that the world is governed by two major forces, the force of curses and the force of blessings.
See, we are saying nyoma menu ena ekun ewo we are saying eye insira ene no me.
In Deuteronomy 30:19, Moses said, I present to you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life that you might live.
And
we say a blessing is a favor, a gift bestowed by God, bringing happiness and welfare.
Amen.
It grants us the power to prosper, to be fruitful, and to multiply. When God created man, he blessed man. In Genesis 1:28, it was later that curses came, and the curse came because of disobedience. And it came because God had told man not to do something, and man did it. We saw in Genesis 3:1-6 how the serpent came into the garden and created number three things. Number one, doubt, and then man was deceived and disobeyed God. When God started asking questions, Adam said, instead of Adam accepting his fault, he said, the woman you gave to be with me. And then he asked the woman, what is it that you have done? He said, the serpent deceived me. And then he also went to the serpent and said, because of what you have done, you know, you are cursed above all animals.
So
if you look at it, you see that it was the serpent representing the devil who was cursed and not man.
Are
you here with me? He says that you are cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field. Upon your belly you shall go, and thus you shall eat all the days of your life. So you see that the serpent was reduced to the earth. He had to come down. So a curse reduces you. And then he says that you shall eat of the dust of the earth.
Now,
the flesh part of man is created from the dust. So when you walk in the works of the flesh, the devil now has been given a right to eat of your flesh.
And And
when you read Galatians chapter 5, it talks about the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these.
And look
at some of the works of the flesh. Galatians chapter 5. I think start from verse 19. The works of the flesh. I told you, the flesh comes from where? The flesh part of you. When God was creating man, he created from the dust of the earth. He created man. Then he breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So all, everything, whether plants, animals, human beings, when we die, we are reduced to dust. That's why when people die, they say from dust to dust, ash to ashes. That's the origin of your flesh.
Amen.
Are you here with me? And the devil was given a right to eat of the dust.
Amen.
Which means that if there is anything in the dust of your life, you come for it.
Amen.
So you must make sure that there's nothing in your flesh for the devil to come, because he has been given a legitimacy to eat it.
Amen.
And if somebody owes you, that's when you go to the person.
Amen.
But and Jesus said, the prince of this world cometh, he has nothing in me. And because he had nothing in me, he can't come and eat me.
Amen.
But when the devil has got something in you, he's coming for it.
Amen.
So in Galatians chapter 5 verse 9, he said the works of the flesh, they are manifest, they are seen in this way.
No,
do it maybe in New Living Translation, so the language will become a bit more modern. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear.
Okay.
Or NIV, the works of the flesh. The works of the flesh are the desires of your sinful. They are what? The acts of sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, that is excesses, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And you see, the moment you begin to engage in lying, you begin to engage in drunkenness, stealing, and co, then the devil is given a right to come and fill you up.
Amen.
Eat up that area of your life.
Amen.
So you realize that you start it and you can't stop it.
Amen.
Because a spirit has taken over.
Amen.
And it's the devil who has given a right to eat your flesh.
Amen.
So give him no space. Give him no foothold.
Amen.
Somebody said you don't have to eat with the devil, not even with a 20-foot spoon.
Amen. Yes. Yes.
Are you here with me? Okay, now back to the Genesis chapter 3. So we see the devil was the one who was cursed, reduced. For deceiving. So every deceiver, listen to me, every deceiver comes under a curse. When you tell lies to people to try to achieve something, when you try to destroy people by bad-mouthing them and slandering them and whatever, at the end of the day, you deceive. Are you getting me?
Amen.
Sometimes you even find police people who give wrong reports.
Amen.
And you see their end.
Amen.
Most of them, they want to win cases.
Amen.
So they'll twist their stories.
Amen.
Some of them, they want money from you. And they will do things, to deceive the Lord, to say, Mr. Magistrate or Judge, this person did it. And the person didn't do that.
Amen.
And as you are doing that, you are opening yourself up to curses.
Amen.
Because you and the devil have become friends.
Amen. Also, be of fun in that kind so that obi and be beefy, send it on. Sandy Pano, Eshen, no man, I say. Amen.
You know, you married a girl, you married a man. But you are deceiving the man to collect his money. You've been chopping his money. You've been sleeping with the girl. You've been buying whatever. You know you will not do. You are deceiving the person. You are opening yourself up to a curse. Hello?
Amen.
Am I helping you? Yes. Then jump to the verse 17. Yes, 17. Unto Adam, he said, because you have hearkened unto the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree which I command you, saying, you shall not eat of it, cursed is the ground for your sake. Eh?
So I said, I'm saying, 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 I'm
saying, I'm saying, check the language you are. Cursed is the ground for your sake. Asasino aba enome ase. Asasino aba enome ase. The ground has been cursed. Cursed is the ground because of you. Are you getting me?
Amen.
So because of the sin, you see, God bless man. But when man sinned, God pulled himself away. With his blessing, God is blessing. So God is with you. So once God is with you, and we say God is good, once God who is good has moved away from you, then good has moved away from you.
Amen.
So what he's saying is that because of the fact that you disobeyed me, I have moved away from you. Because of that, your ground is cursed.
Amen. And now say one TM means no. My cream if you want.
Look at the other version, New Living Translation, something. All your life you will struggle. You see, since you listened to your wife and ate from the tree whose fruits I commanded you not to, the ground is cursed because of you. The ground is cursed. The ground has come under a challenge, has come under a difficulty because of you. All your life you will struggle to scratch a living from it.
Amen.
Have you seen it? So where you are supposed to get your, where do we get our living from? From the ground. So you are going to be struggling to scratch a living from it.
Amen.
Wow. Verse 18. It will grow thorns and thistles for you. Meanwhile, prior to that, thorns and thistles had not grown.
Amen.
So it means that God took his power away. You see, it's like a child who has the help of his parents. And then you misbehave. The moment you misbehave, your father says, you are on your own.
Amen.
The moment your father says you are on your own, and your mother says you are on your own, you start struggling.
Amen.
Because a child, what do you have? There's a difference between a child with a father and a mother, and without a father and mother. The ones without fathers and mothers, they struggle a lot.
Amen.
But the ones with fathers, they don't have to think as to what to eat, what to wear.
Amen.
So the moment your father pulls away, that is when you have to go and push track. That is when you have to go and sell ice water. That's when you have to go and be engaging in all kinds of things. But when you have a responsible father and a responsible mother,
amen,
taking care of you,
amen,
it's cool for you.
Amen.
So when we sinned, and God said you are on your own, that means that you have brought a curse unto yourself.
Amen.
And difficulties are going to come unto you.
Amen.
That is what he's trying to say.
Amen.
So it means that if this is what has happened, then we have to find a way to navigate ourselves back to God.
Amen.
And in getting back to God and doing his will, we'll come under the blessing.
Amen. I say, and now say, of Bemaniti and Erenintino, Yame Adome Assassino, and I'm Sassin Adominintino, of a bread and snow with many a moon in Faso. Sansna, the two your brabble one, if you are collabo of fear, not on Tin Mamiasem, another pass, another papa, a posacra, and I was a sacrano of bread, a wabrabum, Jordan home, or call yet a juma dance when you be cry eddy. Sansna, your dear, your thing, your me assemoa, your bread, a wabrabum, ever pass it in a day, or by chair, a quiver faso, Nassa, Insira, a war, your mimuni, besaying your sign, Insirano. Amen.
Amen. That's why I say, by the sweat of your brow, you have food to eat until you return to the ground.
So
from which you were made. You see, your life only thrives on what you were made from. And that is why what causes this flesh to survive is what is in the earth. All our nitrogen, phosphorus, vitamins, everything is coming from the soil. The fishes also survive in water. Are you getting me?
Amen.
And your spirit man also survives from God. So when your spirit man, God breathed into man his breath. So anybody who is disconnected from the breath of God is disconnected from the life of God.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Yeah. And that is the breath of God that gives you life and strength and vitality. Amen. So when the spirit of God is taken away from you, then you are finished. And that's why Zechariah 4:6 says that not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. Amen. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His own hands shall finish it. It means that it takes the spirit of God. It takes the presence of God.
Amen.
It takes the anointing of God.
Amen.
It takes that grace of God.
Amen.
To be able to build. Build
Amen.
Your house, build your marriage,
Amen.
Build everything.
Amen.
May the Spirit of God help you to build.
Amen.
Now we also learned that blessings come from obeying the word of God, and curses come by disobeying the word of God. He says, if you Deuteronomy 28:1 and 2, if you shall hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do his commandments, which I commanded this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high. Who will set you on
high?
Your university degree will set you on high.
Amen.
America will set you on high.
No.
Who set you on high?
The Lord
your God will set you on high when you obey his command. Then verse 2 says that, and all these blessings, and it's a conjunction, linking the fact that you have been obedient to the word of God, God will set you on high, and all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if, conditional clause,
Amen.
You hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. Have you got it? But on the other hand, he say, verse 15, Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, if you will not hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do his commandments and his statutes which are commanded this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. So you see, disobedience to the word of God opens you up, opens a community, opens a family to curses. So if you want your family to be blessed, then make sure that your family know what the word of God says and acts on the word. Your community knows. So if I were to be a chief, I will make sure that the people in my community will know the word of God. In fact, we'll place a high premium on the preaching of the word of God, so that people know the word of God and live by the word of God, so that the blessings of God will come to them. And typical example is Israel. Anytime Israel obeyed God's word, they prospered. When they disobeyed God's word, they were released to other nations for them to suffer. So
Amen.
Our suffering is a result of our total disobedience to the word of God.
Amen. See, obra, ye brewa abrabomu a. Eno no kire se ye ntin amia se nya so tie emma nya amia se mutina sa ebrei ebrai abrabomu. Ye hwe Israel, emro mu tin amia se nya kupon Israel mo. So mo ntin amia se wonye so tie ntin amia se ma. Wo se nya kupon mo mo kwan emma amaman be di won so. Amen.
So the existence of curses should cause us to fight to induce blessings in order to neutralize the curses.
Amen. And I'm saying no me ho ntino. Se se de bia ya ku akodin a ebenya nya memu nsira amasa no me no eso atwa ya brabom.
Unfortunately, many people try to labor to be blessed. So they labor to be rich.
But it doesn't,
they're rich. They work so hard, but they don't see the riches. Proverbs chapter
23.
Proverbs 23, 4 and 5. The Bible says that labor not to be rich. Cease from your own wisdom. Cease from what? Your own wisdom. That's the wisdom of God.
Amen.
Which is says what? Obey my word. So cease from your own wisdom. Verse 5. Verse 5 says, will you set your eyes upon that which is not? Riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. So
Amen.
You cannot go and catch riches.
Amen.
So in 1 Corinthians 2:9, Paul prescribes how we can be blessed by saying that we got to be blessed by becoming addicted lovers of God. That's what it be, an addicted lover of God. Let's read together 1 Corinthians 2:9. I have not seen nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man what the things which God has prepared for them that love him. So Amen. If you are a lover of God, then God has prepared things for you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. May what God has prepared for you be released unto you.
Yeah. Amen.
I has not seen. So it means that the moment you become an addicted lover of God, your eyes will see, your ears will hear, and it will enter into your heart.
Amen.
What God has prepared, it will become visibly clear to you.
Amen. So you've
got to labor to be blessed. Why? Because Proverbs 10:22 says that it's the blessing of the Lord that makes rich. Do you want to be rich? Then it is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich. So question, how do I attract the blessings of God? Because of our foreparents, Adam and Eve's sin, the ground where we are supposed to get nourishment from is cursed. So how do we neutralize the curse so that the ground will yield blessings unto us?
Amen.
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 And number one, so you got to do things which will generate blessings in order to neutralize the curse. Let me just give this quick illustration. The ground is cursed. Is that right?
Good.
I always illustrate with this. If you have got food, let's say you're preparing your food, and there's excess salt or excess pepper, how do you get rid of it? You want to introduce more ingredients, a little bit more water, and more of the other vegetables, so that when you add them, they will neutralize the effect. The quantity of your salt is still there, but the effect of the salt and the pepper on your tongue is reduced because of the additions that have come in. So as you do things to attract blessings, the blessings eventually neutralize the effect of the curses, and you even move from the negative now even to the positive, where now your life shows more blessing, like the original way that God blessed man.
Amen.
I don't know whether you are getting what I'm saying.
Just say, oh yeah, no man, a di insuraba. Emra insurane banner, insurane badodwa, na no man so esote. So say, oh baby, new idea, new idea, in snikemwa. Offer atosodia ne, no more de, yen toast, ni mokono, or canning nabo, but they do want to come on, and in so, send a bema, insina, etra, edianimuno. esote sansna no mewo asasis no oyen your man insrane bana e ban no me nso esote eben.
So the first thing is you must develop relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
Amen. Osoche onu nya de kwi kindness onu nya nkofo menya nyonkofa enam Jesus Christ so.
The Bible says for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23.
Amen. And
Romans 6:23 says that, and the wages of this sin is death. We are disconnected from the life of God.
So you
see that our sin disconnected us from God, and that's the reason why the curse came.
Amen. But in John 3:16,
the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen.
And in Romans 5:12, the Bible says that as by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned.
Amen.
So you see, we have all become sinners because of what? One man, Adam. Every one of us, when you look at yourself, you see that there is somebody way back in your generation that you look like.
Amen.
It's the genes that have been transferred from one generation to another that you look like. Last week, I attended mommy's daddy came around and invited nephews, nieces, grandchildren. And when they took picture, you can see there's something that runs through all of them. You can say, hey, genes are very strong.
Amen.
So you see that the gene for sin also runs strong in our lives and make us behave in a particular way. Through one man, sin entered into the world.
Amen.
But look at the verse 8. Verse 8 says that God demonstrated his love toward us, that whilst we were yet sinners, he made Christ to die for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, you miss a place to.
Amen.
Hey. And in John 1:12, it says that as many as received him, Jesus, God gives us the power to become the children of God. So once
you
receive Jesus Christ, you become a child of God.
And
you know that every child has a right to the inheritance of his parents. So in Romans 8:16 and 17, the Bible says that the Spirit bears witness to our spirit that we are the children of God. Amen. And if we are children, then we are heirs.
Amen.
Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't it amazing?
Amen.
Now that we have become the children of God, that we have become what? Heirs of God.
Amen.
Yeah. Heirs of God. So if you want to become, you want to inherit your original blessing, then the first thing is that you must connect yourself to Christ. In fact, you must connect yourself to the Father through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So Jesus Christ connects you to the Father.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the foreign minister who connects you to your heavenly kingdom to meet your king or your father.
Amen.
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 And once you go back to your father, like the prodigal son left the house, lost whatever, but he decided to come back. When he got back, his apparel was changed.
Amen.
They threw a party for him.
Amen.
And they gave him a gold ring, and
Amen.
He was accepted as a child again.
Amen.
So when we also sinned, we lost everything. We started eating cold food,
Amen.
And we became vagabonds, and we are living a bad life. But when we come to God through Jesus Christ, because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. So once you receive Jesus Christ, then he takes you to the Father, and you become a child of God. And once you're a child of God, then you have a right to the inheritance of your father. When my father died, 1 year later, they brought the things in the open. They said, oh, Papa, these are your father's things. It didn't go to anybody. It is we, the children. So we decided whether we want to use the things or not.
Amen.
So when if you have become a child of God, then what belongs to God, you have a part of it.
Amen.
So you can go back to the blessings. You can go back to the blessing.
Amen.
But the first step to getting back to the blessing is through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Who shed his blood to wipe away our sins.
Amen.
Amen. So now how do you now accept, say, Jesus, I want you. How do you now get him into your life? Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, 9 to 13. Quickly. Romans chapter 10, 9 to 13.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. And this part, if you even get this part well, you can use just that to be preaching the gospel.
He
says, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
Amen.
Amen. So just believe in your heart that he died for you and speak it out. So it means that there's no salvation without believing and calling on the name of the Lord. So you can go to church, you can do everything. You see, what the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian is not the fact that you are doing good things. So it is what you have said.
Amen.
What you have believed and you have said.
Amen.
So if once you believe that Jesus, you died for me, and you accept what he has done for you, and you say it, that's it. That changes you. It changes the equation. Can I have an amen?
Amen. Because when you hear, if you say what Jesus say, yes, Christ in your mind, no one finds it. Oru ano wajen kwa. That one also apemu akan. So one for no apemu ankana. And no chese what for Jesus say oru ano ukra jen kwa. Amen.
Amen. Verse 11. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him shall not be ashamed.
Amen. Osi no beti ne diabia no. Nini mungu asida. Amen.
So if you believe in the Lord, you will not be ashamed. You will not be ashamed financially. You will not be ashamed maritally. You will not be ashamed in your family. You will become very great. You will become very special. You will begin to do what naturally you couldn't do. Because greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. And if God be for you, who can be against you? In Christ Jesus, you are more than a conqueror. And the Bible says that whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, overcomes the curses of the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. So receiving Jesus Christ is the first step to change the equation in your life.
Amen. So before Jesus Christ said, and
look at the verse 12 and 13 so that you can see there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord overall is rich unto all that call upon him. Lord, amen. The Lord is what? Is rich unto all that call upon him. To amen. The white skinned man, to the black skinned man, amen. To the yellow skinned man, amen. To the tall man, to amen. The short man, amen. To the one who committed abortion, amen. To the one who killed, amen. To the one who stole, amen. To the one who didn't steal, amen. Whoever shall call upon the name, whoever means whoever shall call. So no matter any sin you have committed, and wherever, it doesn't matter the background you are coming from.
Amen.
Once you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved.
Amen.
May you receive salvation.
Amen.
The word saved means you shall be delivered from every oppression. Amen. You shall be delivered from your poverty.
Amen.
You shall be delivered from your shame. Amen. You shall deliver. That's why when we are going through situations and problems, even sometimes people are going to an accident and they say, Jesus. Amen. And the moment they shout, Jesus, there's a solution. J-E-S-U-S. Jesus. And help comes to you.
Amen.
Whoever shall call. Whosoever shall what? Call upon what? The name of the Lord.
Amen.
The Bible said the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. So once you call upon the name of the Lord, you will be saved from the curses on your background.
Amen.
that the background say people cannot marry, you will marry.
Amen.
When they say you can't have children, you have children.
Amen.
The background say you cannot cross 40 years, you cross 40. Amen. You cross 50, you Amen. Cross 60, Amen. You cross 70, Amen. You cross 80, Amen. You cross 90. Amen. In the name of the Lord, your background says that people cannot go for holidays, you will travel. Yo, you see people off at the airport, Amen. Go to Car Terminal 3. People also will see you off. Amen. You go for holidays.
Amen.
You go to Chicago. Amen. You go to London. Amen. You go to Togo. Amen. You go to La Côte d'Ivoire. Amen. You go to South Africa.
Amen.
You preach the word of God.
Amen.
You go for holidays.
Amen.
You do international business.
Amen.
You preach the word of God.
Amen.
What people say you cannot do, the limitation in your family background is broken when
Amen.
You come to Jesus,
Amen.
The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Somebody
Amen.
Shout a big amen.
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah.
Amen. Sene mpe kano osi Jesus Christo die no enye yi mu enye se osu ana usa ana ebusuya ofi mu enhwe bebia ofi na odie na nansa wodo anu ape mark fan se Jesus Christo se run okra je nkwa na onya kasa asem repe uba we ka nyame ekuo no obenya nkwa enti no so bebia odi no ho beto Jesus no onya dan nkwa. Amen.
Amen. So have you called upon the name of the Lord?
Osi wati ma friend ame Jesus Christo din.
You shall be saved. You shall, so it means that you don't have to be in that former state.
Amen.
You have been extricated. You have been expunged. You have been pulled out of it. And that is the work of the pulpit. From
Amen.
The pulpit, we pull people out of the pit.
Amen.
And place them on the mountaintop. And that's
Amen.
What I'm doing. I'm preaching the word of God to you to
Amen.
Believe that you are not there.
Amen. So
now when you give a life to Jesus, you become part of the family of God.
Amen.
Amen. Now when you become part of a family, you may also make sure that you make contributions to ensure that the family does well.
Amen. So okay, busia ho a, won so chese oyie nyomo e beboa ma ebusia no etumi enya kan ko. Amen.
If you do any bad thing, they will point to your family.
Wo ya de bonia, ye de nsa tene go busia
so. And if a good thing too, it will happen to your family.
Se oyie nyomo pan so a, ye de nsa tene.
So after being saved, which is the first part, the second thing is you must engage in the covenant of tithing.
Amen. So won ya ogie o Yesu mu no, wo fe se owura no kra jen kwa no. Ye to sume ni se obeye obeto won tuzududu.
In Malachi chapter 3, verse 7 to 13, Malachi 3, 7 to 13, the Malachi 3, 7 to 13, the Lord says, He says, from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. God said, return to me and I'll return to you, said the Lord of hosts. And He said, how are we going to return unto you? Then God asked a question, will a man rob God, yet you have robbed me? But you say, how have we robbed you? And God said, you have robbed me in the tithes and in where? In the offerings. So it means that returning to God means that we return to Him in the tithes and we return to Him in the offerings.
Amen.
And he said, because you have robbed me, you are cursed with a curse. You see, when somebody robs you,
so be real,
you will not be happy with the person.
Are
you here with me? Are you happy with somebody who steals from you? No. In fact, a thief is a very dangerous person. You should not be friends with a thief. And every thief comes under a curse. He said, you are cursed, for you have robbed me. You are cursed. Why? Because you have robbed me. Okay. Now, if you want to see the curse that comes upon the fact that you are robbed, put your hand there and go to Zechariah chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. Zechariah chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. Uncle Iman, write it. Zechariah chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. Zechariah 5:3. Read it with me. This is the curse that goes forth over the face of the whole earth. There's a curse that goes over the whole face of the
earth.
Everyone that steals shall be what? Cut off. Have you seen that? The thief shall be what? Cut off. On this side and on shall be cut off. And everyone that swears shall be cut off, as also on that side according to it. Verse 4. Now read it with me. And this is what the Lord of heaven's armies says. I am sending this curse into the house of what? Every thief. The one who steals shall be cut off. And he says that I am sending the cut off curse. You shall be cut off. Your business shall be cut off. Your marriage shall be cut off. Your children shall be cut off. Your education shall be cut off. I am sending this curse into this, into what? Into the house of every thief. And to the house of everyone who swears falsely using my name. He says, and my curse will remain in that house and completely destroy it, even its timbers and stones.
Hey!
Have you seen how serious it is? Do you want this curse? Do you want the curse of God to come into your house to destroy your education, to destroy your children and your grandchildren? Then that's why I say, don't rob God. Tell your friend, don't rob God. Don't rob God. Already, listen to me. Already, you see, there are many sins we ourselves have committed.
Eh?
When you even, Bible says, when you look upon a woman lustfully, you have sinned. So sometimes you are there and say,
Eish.
And you see the young guys, then they salvate. They see a woman. Oh, yeah. They are looking at the back and they are giving commentaries about the backs of women. And they are looking for them and say, yeah, already have lasted. You have slept with a girl, the woman in your heart. And likewise, also some ladies. Say look at the chest of the guy. I wish I'd be there with having a small comb and be combing the hair on his chest. You are even praying that somebody's wife should die so that you take over. People do that. Why should that girl have that man? No. I think I'm nicer.
Yes.
So you see the sins, the sin of idolatry which God is against. Let's look at the Ten Commandments. You see, when there are many things, jealousy. Are you getting me? The jealousy we are doing our own thing. You take somebody, you steal from somebody. You go to the office and you are taking some of the office things secretly and quietly. You know. You have stolen from men. You have told lies to people. You know married a girl, but you are just saying, there's an enemy here. You are stealing and all those things. Then at the end of the day, you are not afraid. You see, the bigger a person is, the more serious it is to offend the person. So to steal from God, it's not a nice thing. How is it that you are doing business with somebody and say, okay, this business you are doing, the person says, you take 90% and give me 10%. Who does this kind of contract? Who does that? And God says, give me, you take 90, I'll give you energy, I'll ensure proper blood circulation, I'll make sure that there's correct renal function. I will make sure that when you eat, you know, you poo, okay. Because some people do not, they take medication before they poo. They pay before they poo. But you eat. Anything food you eat, it comes out. I'll make sure you see. I'll make sure you write. We'll do everything. I'm going to help you. At the end of the day, just bring me 10% to show that I am a partner with you. Not that I even need it, but to indicate that I'm a partner so that I will keep supporting you. And that one too, you say, I won't give you. Man. What are you? You're a wicked person. You are not a reliable person. You are not a candidate to be helped. I hope you are here with me. That's why I said, because of what you have done, you are cursed with a curse. It means that because you have cheated me. See, when somebody cheats you, you already move away from the person. Anytime you are into business with somebody and realize that this guy wants to cheat me, you move away from the business. Amen. So you are cursed with a curse means that because of the fact that you are not giving God his portion in honoring him and in relating with him, God moves away. And once God moves away, then you are at the beck and call and you are under the influence of the devil. And remember that I've ever told you that God is not in charge of the world. It's the devil is the god of the world system. That's why there are accidents. Some people say that if God is around, why are there accidents? Why are there hurricanes? Why is that the tree broke down on people's houses and all those things? It is the devil. He is the god of the world system. You can only stop the devil by rebuking him with the power of God that is in you.
Amen.
Amen. So whatever goes on around us, we allow or disallow it.
Amen.
So that's what I would say. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and what you loose on earth is loose. So when you bind and say, Satan, I resist you from coming to my family, from touching my children, the effect of your binding is what stops him. Amen. And when you also don't mind, he also has a free range, and he does whatever he wants to do. So if I were you, and you see that some things are not going on, okay, then you must rise up and say, Satan, I stop you. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For the word of God says this, you will not have my children. Bible said the seed of the upright shall be mighty. Wealth and riches shall be in their house. Yeah, Satan, according to Isaiah chapter 54 verse 13, my children shall be taught of the Lord. They shall not be taught by LG, BT, Q, BT, whatever. Plus. That foolishness. Listen to me. Nobody should ever entertain that nonsense.
Amen.
We don't put petrol in the exhaust.
Amen.
It is only foolish people who are going to go and go to the petrol pump. And the petrol board in the not go put petrol, not the good exhaust.
Exhaust pipe.
Exhaust pipe. You don't put it in the exhaust pipe. You put it in a petrol tank.
So the petrol.
Amen.
Petrol,
you are there. Say, now I want to. I think nice ladies like are there that you must marry one. You say, I want a hardcore body. Look at how Dindin this. You are a man. Stand up. Man to man. Come.
Say, dear. Me ni atenka elima oba.
Look at your body. Look at your bodies. Look at these two bodies. And then come. Beautiful lady.
If you come.
Shaba hata hata halaba. Kaba hata halaba ya. Look at these two people. Look at this body. And then the two of them say that we are the whatever. And then the two also girls also say we like each other. Is that a nice thing? But God created things such that this to this, this to this. Now go here. And then come here. Isn't this nice? You are not clapping. Oh, you are doing man to man. Are you doing man to man? Some even now want dogs. They want dogs. Are you mad? To go for a human being, a man sleeping with dogs, a woman who is allowing dogs to sleep, and sleeping with goats, it's the end of the world. We're actually at the end of the world. And let's not entertain the foolishness of the white people. The madness of some of the white people. We must follow what the word of God says. So shall a man leave his father and mother. No, so shall a man leave his a man shall leave his father and be joined to his wife, not to be joined to another
man.
Take her home.
Amen.
Take her home.
Amen.
From today, become friends.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know her name? Do you know her name? Do you know her name? Find out her name.
Amen.
I'm not saying marry, but find out her name.
Amen.
I said find out her name.
Amen.
Do you know her name? I said, talk to this woman. I said, do you know her name? Get up and find out. That's how we have to be friends in the church. Amen. We have to know ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Good. After church, let's change numbers.
Amen.
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 Yes. You are becoming friends.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mrs., don't worry. There's no problem. Amen. He said, hey, no shaking, no shaking. Okay. Sister to sister. Brother to sister. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you learning something here?
Amen.
So all this nonsense is there. Are you here with me?
Amen.
And so God now wants us to move. This all these prince bring curses. And we need to move away from the curses. So will a man rob God and say, you are cursed with the curse? Then verse 10, how do you now neutralize this curse? Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. Bring ye what? All the tithes into it, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, said the Lord, if I will not open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out a
blessing.
Pour you out a
blessing.
So when you give the tithe, what comes out?
Blessing.
What comes out of the tithe?
Blessing.
And it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. And do not chase after riches, for riches have got what? Wings. So what you need is what? Blessing. And one of the ways to get the blessing is to give your tithe. And once you give your tithe, God says, I will open unto you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Pour you out a car. Pour you out education breakthrough. Call you out a good wife.
Amen. Amen.
You got a wife? You don't have a wife. Father, I pray for this man.
Amen.
Open his eyes.
Amen.
From today, let his eyes be open.
Amen.
To see a good woman.
Amen.
Ordained for his life.
Amen.
We pray the blessing of a good wife.
Amen.
Into his life.
Amen.
Make him a joyful father of children.
Amen.
Let his loins produce sons and daughters.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Of Nazareth, the Son of the Living God.
Amen.
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 Woo, hallelujah.
Amen. Saint Sudo, no, what the bar, Yamifia, Yamibia, and a strong puma, H. To Ninshira, Insul, a goose, so says, a bow swa, a man no mea was as his no, a sote, a maunya, Yamimunshira.
Amen. And I said, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake.
O Senior, Okutiaolo, Yamibe Pamono, if
you will. You see, the devourer is the one who comes to eat up the, your labor.
So you can
make so much money, and the enemy comes to throw some sickness on you. You spend all the money on lab, something, doctor, whatever, wasting your time and everything. You have a car, you go and have some freak accident, you got to fix it, you buy a new gadget, then the gadget falls down.
Amen.
And it gets messed up. These are all, they constitute the work of the devourer. It's an eater. But God says that when you pay your tithe, I will stand there and I will stop the devourer.
Amen.
Are you here with me?
Amen.
Yes, come. Come to me.
Come,
stand behind me. The devourer is there. You are there. After paying your tithe, stand face me. Come, you are the devourer for illustration's sake. But you are not. When you pay your tithe, is that right? Without your tithe, this is your bag. Is that your bag? Good. Do you have some things inside? Good. Ability to sing. Money, certificates, everything. You are there. When you have not paid your tithes, devourer, go.
What's your name soon?
Is that all you are doing to her? Deal with her. Deal with her.
This
devourer is a gentle devourer. This is a gentle devourer. You see? But okay. So they took your thing away. Good. Take it back. Now, after you come and then you have paid your tithe. Put your tithe down. You have paid your tithe. You have to have paid. Now hold your things. The devourer is coming this time. Because you have paid your devourer, God says, I will rebuke the devourer. I will confront him. So now the devourer is coming. Because you have paid your tithe, I come in this way. Have you seen? So here, God is there, and God blesses the devourer. So God will begin to fight for you. Are you here with me?
Amen.
When you begin to please God, God will fight your enemies.
Amen.
May God begin to fight your enemies for you.
Amen.
Your boss who doesn't want to promote you, God will not let your boss sleep.
Amen.
Till he said no. Your name will be ringing in the ears of your boss. Say, the money, the promotion, the honor, the joy, what belongs to my son, let my son have it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God, the contract will come to you.
Amen.
The promotion will come to you.
Amen.
Because Bible says promotion does not come from the east nor from the west. It comes from God. It comes from above. Amen. So if you want the promotion, please God. And once you have pleased God,
amen,
God himself will ensure that whoever has to sign the promotion, signs the contract,
amen,
and then you enjoy it. Amen. And as for the devourer, God will hold his neck.
Amen. Amen.
So you see, because he paid his tithes, the enemy couldn't take her microphone.
Amen.
Her singing ability.
Amen.
Couldn't take her bag.
Amen.
Couldn't take all that was inside.
Amen.
She has kept it.
Amen.
Kept, amen, by the power of
Amen.
Have you paid your tithes?
Amen.
Kadahakataya. You see, that's why the devourer was coming.
Amen.
Yeah. See, I'm preaching prophetically.
Amen.
You may not know. You may not know. I'm a prophet of God.
Amen.
Sometimes when I'm speaking, I just think that, oh, the man is just. No, I'm speaking prophetically.
Amen.
From here, pay your tithes.
Amen.
Father, I pray that whatever is the work of a devourer that steals from her,
amen,
let its power be broken.
Amen.
And from today, as she pays her tithes,
amen,
open her up to streams of blessings.
Amen.
Streams of honor.
Amen.
Streams of promotion.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Now come, let me pray for you. I decree that by the blood,
amen,
you are not a devourer.
Amen.
By the blood, you are sanctified.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus, you are set apart,
amen,
as a holy person,
amen,
as an honorable man, amen, of God,
amen,
to walk in the blessings of God,
amen,
in the glory of God. All that God has written for you, may that happen for you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Wabra bomo no to sududua se onya den sudu ne ba ebe ma yankopon a obie ne so mpuma e ma enhyira no e ba wabra bomo na se wan yesa nana wan fa enhyira we to sudu na mba o ma obonsam kwan ma ne no ubedi esie interesting sudu ne ba nyame fie a nyame ne onoma ekuti a waware ekuti a oma e ma oma enya adwin fen suade wo school no yakopon ne omu die sie e ma sie o ma no etumi nya adwin a etumi di suade e ma ma brabo nya kan ko amen
amen verse 2 says, I rebuke the devourer, he shall not destroy what the fruit of your
ground,
the fruit of your
ground.
And in Genesis 3:17 said, curse is the ground for your sake. So the fruit that is coming from your ground because of you paying your blessing, I mean your tithes, eh? God will bring a blessing and he will stop the devourer from eating that which is coming from the ground.
Amen.
The fruit of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast a fruit before the time. That means that there shall not be miscarriage.
Amen.
May there be no miscarriage in your life.
Amen.
Oh, you didn't hear? I said, may there be no miscarriage in your life.
Amen.
Every seed you plant, any effort you put in, may you receive fruit May you receive fruitfulness. May you receive great harvest.
Amen.
The little you do, let it become much.
Amen.
From today, when you touch sand, let it turn into gold dust.
Amen.
When you take hold of salt, let it become diamond crystals.
Amen.
Let buyers come to you.
Amen.
Let people connect to your business.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, let helpers locate your address.
Amen.
Let God release and lift your life phenomenally.
Amen.
Let even your enemies speak good on your behalf.
Amen.
In fact, may your enemies become your promoters.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
amen,
the Son of the living God.
Amen.
Somebody shout a big amen.
Amen.
Come on, put your hands together for the Lord.
Amen. Ose se odo tuzu nuno bana yakopon shira wasase no ma wasase no eso aba na die bia na ekuti wasase yakopon e ma sa die no efi wasase no wasase no eso aba adie bia ma wadua ban so epon no e ma wadua ban ne pon bia etumi so aba woni bre mo. Amen.
And he says that all nations shall call you what? Blessed. All nations shall call you what? Blessed. All nations shall call you what?
Blessed.
All nations shall call you what?
Blessed.
And you shall become a delight. So all nations, wherever you go, they will call you blessed. I was so surprised. Going into places like Russia and Ukraine and co. And you see people there, those who move around plenty, what's the name? P something. Those who move around, the homeless guys who move around. Eh? Homeless people who travel around. Oh, people, your English language, it just gone out of my mind. They're like nomadics, but they have another name. And I went to preach to some of these people. And after preaching them, some of them hugging you, you know, and I mean, almost every nation say go to places and they are so happy. I remember in a place in Germany, someone, I finished preaching, and this young kid came and said, please, can we hug you?
Amen.
How can we hug you? Boy, he's saying, please, can we hug you? And some of them are going, they are blowing you kisses. Mwah! I say, hey, my church people, they don't blow me kisses. So. Even his handshake, right, sometimes now, bomb me. Now, here I'm, he said, first, he said, come, half of the French people, kiss. One, two, three, one, two. I tell you, inquire. Do you know inquire? Your cheeks, they give me here, 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 here. I say, hey. And then blowing you kisses. You'll be blown kisses.
Amen.
That's where Proverbs 25:25 says that good news from afar shall come to you.
Amen.
May God bring good news from.
Oh. Amen.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from what? A far country. Good news from far places are coming to you.
Amen.
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 Nations will call you blessed.
Amen.
Nations will call you blessed. By the grace of God, every nation I've called, they have called me blessed.
Amen.
So you've been a blessing to us.
Amen.
When are you coming again?
Amen.
When are you coming? May your life become a blessing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The next one is kingdom development offerings. Raising altars. Someone say raising altars.
Amen.
If you want the blessings of God, raise altars.
Amen.
Give kingdom development offerings. Someone say, kingdom development offerings.
Kingdom development.
Somebody shout kingdom development offerings.
Kingdom development offerings.
In Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 to 22, when man has sinned, are you there with me? Now, Noah built an altar. This was after the flood and everything, and the earth had been destroyed and all those things. Then Noah built what? An altar unto the Lord. Remember that God always meets his people on the altar of sacrifice.
Amen.
The altar is a place where divinity meets humanity. Say it after me. The altar is a place where divinity meets humanity.
Amen.
So if you want God to meet you, then build an altar.
Amen.
Build an altar where you offer sacrifices unto God.
Amen.
Amen. Build an altar unto God. Altar of prayer. Altar of worship. Altar of giving your sacrifices unto God. Now, for every altar, you must put a sacrifice. So he took of every clean beast and every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings unto the altar. And read with me. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. Are you getting me? So you realize that because of what Noah did by offering that sacrifice, that offering that he gave, God changed his mind that he will make sure that a curse does not persist again.
Amen.
So, an offering can change the mind of God about something.
Amen.
Are you here with me?
Amen.
If you want God to do certain things for you, listen, after you have prayed and done something, get to the point of giving special offerings. Get to the point of giving some, making certain sacrifices. And God will meet you. You see, there are things that when you give to somebody, it just touches the heart of the person.
Amen.
And all of a sudden, instead of the person now being angry or whatever, the person changes. And in 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 27, you will see that Israel was fighting against Moab. And the King Meshach of Moab took his son, who the crown prince, the one to inherit him, and then slaughtered him, sacrificed him. And the Bible says that a great indignation was raised against Israel. That means that the battle changed when the man made a sacrifice.
Amen.
So when you make a sacrifice, the battle will change on your behalf.
Amen.
The battle was against God. And when God sacrificed his only begotten son, salvation came to the world.
Amen.
And the equation changed.
Amen.
Men were against God. Men were not serving God the way they had to serve him. And men were no more receiving the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God was just coming upon men. Only a few people. But when he sacrificed his only begotten son, Jesus, on the cross of Calvary, through that all nations, people are coming to the Lord.
Amen.
So it means that there's power in sacrifice. That's why many people sacrifice to become pharmacists,
Amen.
Contractors,
Amen.
Engineers,
Amen.
Whatever. A certain power is released unto them.
Amen.
May you also sacrifice.
Amen.
And when you sacrifice, a certain power will be released unto you.
Amen.
When you sacrifice, you stand in prayer. Shabbatakata baba. 30 minutes. 1 hour. 1.5 hours. The more you are sacrificing in prayer, the more you are having the influence and the effect and the power and the manifestations of God in your life.
Amen.
Sacrifice releases Amen. Power.
Amen.
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 And then when he sacrificed, Noah sacrificed, then God said in the verse 22, Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. So it means that so long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and there will be harvest time. It means that once you plant your seed, a harvest is coming to you.
Amen.
Receive a harvest in Jesus' name.
Amen. Ose se unya bo aforia nyankopon esesa na adwen fa anyoma onemu eno me e wo abrabom no wafarebo no etumi sesa sa nyome no so wabompaya na nyoma ni mbemu a bomodia na bo aforia na nya bo aforia sa dia opese unye fi nyankopon na e bo abrabom enti no so se emra obo aforia no emra ididua ene emra yetwa no eso entwa da. Amen.
Luke 6:38, given it shall be given to you, good measure, pressed and shaken together, shall God cause men to give to you. Luke chapter 6 verse
38.
Give, bless you to give, and it shall be what? Given to you. Do you want to be given to you? Then be a giver. Don't be Armstrong. Tell a friend, don't be an Armstrong. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall what? Men give into your bosom. So the moment you start giving, you elicit God stirs up the hearts of others to look for you and give to you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
May God stir the hearts of people to give to you. You didn't hear me say, may God stir the hearts of people to give to you. It's real. It's real. Is it about 2 weeks or something ago when I came and I said, I just called somebody and said, I want to bless you. The moment I blessed the person with a pair of shoes, somebody also came to me and blessed me with three or four of that.
Amen.
Just like that. I gave one and I got about three or four. That's it.
Amen.
Including some nice slippers and everything. No, just the person, yes. I was surprised. And it's the type of shoe I actually wanted. And I never had any discussion with the person. The person said, Daddy, I want to see you. And the person waited and waited. In fact, the person waited for over an hour to bring me the blessing. And was, he was very patient. He didn't take the blessing away. Because by God's grace, I've sown a seed. So it was time for my harvest. So Amen. My harvest had to come to me. May Amen. Your harvest come to you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here with me? So learn to be somebody who gives unto the work of God. Kingdom development. The moment we say, want to give to the house of God, want to do this, look, scratch your things and make sure that you are supporting and building the house of God, and God will build for you a sure house.
Amen. Don't
give God your smallest notes. See, when we're growing up and you say, yeah, chapel, then they give you money for granite and money for, and then you always give the smallest notes. When you are giving money to your children for offering, give them the big notes so that they will learn that God deserves big notes.
Amen.
Amen. God always meets his people on the altar of sacrifice. In prayer. Spend time in prayer. When he's giving, look for opportunity to give. When we come to church and we have not even called for the offering, come and put your offering in after the service.
Amen.
Look for opportunity. Because it is your way of blessing. God doesn't eat cedis and pounds or what. God doesn't. And I've personally come to realize that whatever God wants to do, he will do it without you, with or without you. So it is actually in your interest to give the offerings.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Giving
and recently I discovered that in Numbers chapter 15, that anytime God brings you to a certain land of blessing, it brings you to a certain promotion, gives you a shop, gives you promotion, gives you a child, gives you marriage, brings you a beloved, you must sow a special seed.
Amen.
Amen. You must sow a seed. Sow a seed. God told the people of Israel that is what they should do.
Amen.
Are you learning that?
Amen.
Then the last one for today. You must give to the poor. So to the poor.
So they are poor.
I think we have to close. We have to close. Amen. Do you want the poor?
Yes.
How many want us to listen to the poor? How many want us to close now? Just be genuine. That's all. We are in democracy.
I
should stop the preaching. No, I will stop. If you tell me I should stop, I will stop. After I'm the one who is preaching. If you tell me, Bishop, stop, I'll stop. Should you talk about the poor? It's going to change your life. So, giving to the poor will bring a special blessing to you. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. Proverbs 19, 17. He who gives to the poor lends to the Lord. And that which he has given, will he pay him again? Amen.
Amen.
So when you care for the poor, it's God you are lending. Now when you lend money, how do you get it back? You are into finance. When somebody lends money, what do? They get more. Is that not it? So it means that in giving, one of the ways to get more is to give to the poor. The poor in spirit and the poor physically. Poor in spirit means that you are giving to the things of God so that more souls will be won, the kingdom of God will be built up, and poor physically so that those who don't have something to eat, they will also have something to eat, food to water to drink, clothing to wear. Are you here with me? And that's why when you look at the developed countries, they always try to give. It's not because sometimes they love us too much. But it's a principle, and it brings about a blessing.
Amen.
And you see corporate institutions, and they say that giving back to what? Society. Some of them, they give in order to cut their taxes and things, but whatever. But at the end of the day, they still get a blessing.
Amen.
God wants everybody to eat. Amen. It's a bad thing that in a society, only few people are eating. Are you here with me?
Amen.
Only few people are eating, and the masses are hungry. It's not a good thing. You see, when you see people have not eaten, something should come into your heart. Why? Why should I be eating and somebody hasn't eaten? Why should I wear and somebody hasn't worn something? One day I came to church, and then I saw one of the brothers, the shoe he was wearing, I look at it. I said, no, I can't keep wearing this shoe. I removed my shoe. I said, take it, wear it. I walked barefooted to my car. I walked barefooted around, and then walk home. I said, by God's grace, I have another one. I am giving you. Wear this one. Not that I'm even taking it home so that I'll bring it to you later. Take it home and go and wear it.
Amen.
You must always think about the poor.
Amen.
I said, you must always think about the poor. When you go to the developed countries, those who don't have, they rent houses for them. They give them food stamps. They make sure they are eating. The reason for most of our armed robberies and the wickedness and the prostitution and all those things is because people who must make sure that the poor are taken care of, they are not taking care of them. There are ministries and things we should be doing that. We are not doing that. We are even among ourselves, we are not taking care of our own selves. We are amassing wealth. We are accumulating things. And you, every time, you look good. And when somebody doesn't dress well, you look at them and say, your sister, no, same thing. Same. Natalia, same. Nepal, same. Sister, God will promote you. I.
Amen.
A change is coming to you.
Amen.
Oh, a change is coming to you.
Amen.
You got a number of cars. Give one to somebody.
Amen.
If you can. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Go to your wardrobe sometime and say, yes, I've got some nice things, but I want to let somebody have some of them.
Amen.
I want someone to have some of this pair of shoes. I want someone to have some of the socks. I want somebody to have this. Think about the poor.
Is
this nice? The picture you are seeing, is it nice?
Is this nice?
Look at their bones and everything. Proverbs
28-27.
You are finishing right now. Proverbs 28-27. If you help the poor, you are lending to the Lord and he will repay you. Have you seen it?
Amen.
He will what? Repay you. May God repay you.
Amen.
Okay. Now we're going to a very powerful one. Psalm 41, verse 1 to 3. You should never forget this one. This one there, it's a powerful one. Sorry, powerful one. I'm finishing right now. Ah. Do the New King James first. New King James before we come here. King James. Everyone, let's read together. Blessed is he who considers the poor. Do you want to be blessed?
Amen.
The Bible says that what? You see, we are talking about neutralizing curses.
Amen.
And we've talked about giving your life to Jesus. Number two, what?
Tithe.
The tithe. Number three?
Kingdom development offering.
Kingdom development. So some of you, you must come together to buy the church LED screens.
Amen.
Buy big television sets.
Amen.
Buy some nice ministerial chairs.
Amen.
Some of you every year say that we'll lay new carpets.
Amen.
Let it become your project. You want your house to look nice. But you have not planned for the house of God. When David planned for the house of God, God established his throne.
Amen.
When you start thinking about God's house and God's business, God will begin to think about you and your family.
Amen.
And let me go back to the altars. Listen to me. when things are difficult or you want the hand of God to come, start coming to the altar, raise altar offerings. You see, me as a pastor, I learned a lesson. One of my children, at the time that she had to get to secondary school, I didn't do something. Is that right? There's kind of sacrifice I ought to make. I didn't make in terms of altar offerings. So when she had to go to secondary school, she passed, did everything, qualified, but there were a lot of difficulties before she could get in there to the type of school that she wanted. Are you getting me? Even though she had overqualified, she had learned very well. So when the other one was going to go, she was learning, and I also would go to the altar. And I told you that God meets his people on the altar of what? Sacrifice. So as I was giving my altar offering, I'll go and kneel down and pray. Me, the pastor, I will go and pray, give my altar offering. When the results came, she had the second, she stopped her school, and in the whole of Wesley Girls, she had the second highest mark. One mark difference. So one mark difference, how are you going to disqualify her? Which protocol is coming that would disqualify her? So I didn't need to travel, go to Cape Coast in and out. I didn't need to try to call anybody. I didn't need to try to do anything. Automatic, the thing was there. Because God had fought for me. I had released something to heaven. It has got into the nostrils of God. It had touched the heart of God. And so God has already dispatched his angels. So I believe that as she was writing the examination, God was letting her write the right things. And they were putting the right mask over there. And so she was able to enter with ease. I hope you get what I'm saying. So you see that there are things that I had to pull the hand of God. I had to pull the hand of God. Amen. Some of you have to pull the hand of God into your marriage.
Amen.
You know, either somebody has proposed to you or nobody has proposed and things are not working well. Start giving altar sacrifices.
Amen.
Please, I'm not saying this that I want anything. I'm only teaching you a spiritual principle. It's up to you. It's something that I learned. I practiced it and it worked for me. And I believe that when you also do it, it will help you.
Amen.
According as you believe.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
I started giving altar offerings for God to bless me with a good wife.
Amen.
Give offerings for children. Amen. Children are not automatic. It's not the potency of your sperm.
Amen.
Yes, it is God's gift. God must come inside to give you children who will walk and see and do everything properly. And I knew that without God's help, it may not happen. And so I needed to do some things after prayer. Also go on the route of sacrifices. Am I teaching you something here? Yes. Sometimes some things are even fighting you. They're fighting you. You have prayed and prayed and prayed. Oh, take an offering.
And
say, Lord, I am bringing this. Because the offering is your life. Put it to
her. Touch.
Open doors for my children. Bless all these my young children. May they not be influenced by LGBTQ, whatever. Everybody in this chair, you and your family, may you be delivered from LGBTQ.
Plus.
It's a movement. Now they are influencing governments, if you don't know.
They
are changing things. If we don't pray and we don't talk, before they realize they are influencing our governments, and the government, they want to stay in power. So, and they want foreign monies and everything. White man says, if you don't let your people sleep with dogs, we will not give you whatever. We will not give you visa. We will not give you whatever. And they will follow them at the expense of us. The syllabuses in our schools are being changed. They are introducing them into our schools. Yeah, exactly. You see, I work in certain places, and so I know what is going on in the background. That's why I'm preaching the way I'm preaching.
Amen.
Other than that, before you realize your children will go there. One day, a pastor called me. And he said, he lives outside. He said, my daughter says, I am no more a girl.
Oh,
beautiful girl. You are no more a girl. I want to be a boy.
Now,
they go to the schools and talk to their teachers and go. They take them to places where they do their surgeries. And I know a pastor who has told us that they did a surgery and after a while they regretted and they want to change it. And they are never the same. They are never the same. You are a male or a female, not by your sex, but by your gametes.
Amen.
Whether you have a penis or a vagina. It is the penis and the scrotum that makes you a man. And then it is the vagina and your ovary, your egg, that makes you a woman.
Amen. Amen.
After hormonal balances, they have their own, issues. Are you getting me? Yeah, that's why you see some women and then they are growing a little beard and cool because they have a little more testosterone. And then some of the men too, their voices are small. That one too has another this thing. But they are still men. And they marry and they have children.
Amen.
And the women too have got plenty hair. They too, they are still women.
Amen.
So you don't say, I don't feel. It's not a feeling. It is a fact. You are a man. You are a woman.
Amen.
Every man here, you are a man. Every man here, you are a woman. You come to me and say you are a man when you are a woman. You see what I'll do to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you blessed?
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of praise. Let me finish this scripture. Do you like what I'm preaching?
Amen.
Blessed is he who considers the poor. So anybody, the moment you consider the poor, you are blessed.
Amen.
You consider the poor. The poor in spirit. The poor physical. That's why I was going out, taking care of new souls.
Amen.
Preaching to them.
Amen.
It's taking care of the poor.
Amen.
As I'm preaching right now, I'm taking care of the poor.
Amen.
So God will consider me.
Amen.
When you go for evangelism, you are the poor in spirit.
Amen.
Who don't know Jesus. And so God will consider you. And you will be blessed. So blessed is the one who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. May the Lord deliver you. Oh, your amen is weak. If you don't shout a bigger amen, I'll stop the preaching.
Amen.
May the Lord deliver you from any trouble.
Amen.
When they say something evil against you, may the Lord deliver you from it.
Amen.
When the enemy tries to plot evil against you, may the Lord discomfit their ways.
Amen.
May the angel of the Lord chase them.
Amen.
May their path be dark and slippery.
Amen.
When they conspire and they sit around the table, whatever they are using against you, may they pierce themselves.
Amen.
The Lord deliver you from every trouble.
Amen.
I said the Lord will preserve him and keep him alive.
Amen.
May the Lord preserve you.
Amen.
Listen to me. Some of you are alive because of the little services you have been serving in the house of God. And the things you have been doing. Are you here with me? The Lord, you see, our sister here, she lost her job as a banker. But she was considering the poor, coming to clean the toilet. She's a banker. She holds a master's degree. She lost her job. But she didn't say, I'm in a church and God has made me lose my job. So I won't even go to the church. I don't think the church is powerful enough. No, she rather decided to consider the poor, kept serving God, kept cleaning, and God gave her the opportunity to go and learn how to sew. In addition to that, God decided to bless her with another banking job.
Amen.
So the Lord has preserved her.
Amen.
The Lord will preserve you and keep you
alive. Amen. Papa kan yes sister o ti enim ha o le dima shire no na na okoswa eye nyoma o nyame fie yakopon sa bebia bebie poma no sense na o sister u bua hwe ejanka eye omomu ni bia yakopon ebehwe wo e wa anwanya.
And Bible say he will be blessed on the earth. He will be what?
Blessed
on the earth. He will be what? Blessed on, not heaven, blessed where? On the earth. So anybody helping the poor on this earth, 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 God will bless you.
Amen.
And he said, you will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. Do you know you have got enemies? But your enemies will never conquer you.
Amen.
Those who are wishing you evil, to say,
They
will never be able to say that. When they want to say, say that, it will be stuck in their mouth.
Amen.
Because when they want to say, then they'll see that you have been promoted.
Amen.
When they say, they'll say that, hey, you have been lifted. When they want to laugh, before they realize, say, they have heard that your wedding is coming on.
Amen.
Before they say, hey, she married. And look at this, 6 months. We haven't seen that thing 1 year. All of a sudden, you say that, hey, she's pregnant. Oh.
Amen.
We're twins. Oh.
Amen.
We're triplets. Oh.
Amen.
When they are messing you up, all of a sudden, see that some man is by your side. Say, hello, honey.
Hello
sweetie.
Hello.
And things are going to change. The Lord himself will preserve you and keep you alive. The
Amen.
Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness. Amen.
Amen.
So when you are sick, the Lord will heal you.
So
may the Lord heal you.
Yare.
May the Lord heal you emotionally.
Yare.
Some of you became disappointed by something, but may the Lord take away the disappointment.
Yare.
May the Lord heal you.
Yare.
May the Lord strengthen you in the precious name of Jesus. Somebody shout a big amen.
Amen.
Amen. New Living Translation. Go back. New Living Translation.
Amen.
Yes, please.
Let's look at it from
the Living Translation. This is the last one. Oh, let's read together. Oh, the joys of those who are kind to the poor.
Amen.
May you receive joy. I said, may you receive joy. Those who are kind, the Lord rescues them when they are in trouble.
Amen.
May the Lord rescue you.
Oh,
yes. The Lord will rescue you. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Have you heard of Bishop Doug Ewan Mills before?
What's Bishop Doug?
Yeah. See, that man, you see, when some of you talk by heart against men of God, you go to prisons, change their toilet bowls, change all that. There are people who are on the list where every week they give them money. Beggars take care of them. Yes. Orphans that have been taken care of, who they take care of them till they marry, conduct their marriages, give them money for honeymoon and everything. So when you throw darts and all those things at the man, blessed is the one who considers the
poor. Amen.
Are you getting me? You see, many men of God do things that they don't publicize. So you get up and you are fighting the man of God. You are kicking against a prick. Don't do that. Rather pray for them. If you hear that there's a challenge or whatever, pray. And sometimes you see many things, they are not true. But because the devil wants to malign them and weaken their hands, because every time there's accusation, you see, the moment somebody says that you are a prostitute, you are not. All of a sudden you become weak. Even when you are walking in the midst of people, you feel very bad. They say I'm a prostitute. They say I am this. They say I'm that. They say I'm an armed robber. The devil wants to weaken the church by accusing the pastors. Don't join the devil's work. I didn't have an amen.
Amen.
Oh, you are part of them.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Many poor people have been taken care of by the church.
Man,
building orphans in this church, we are helping many people.
Yes,
Amen. But we don't need to. Personally, my policy is if you are there, just do it on the quiet.
Amen.
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 Yeah, I take people's CVs and I call friends. I say, help this person. Help this person. Do this. Do that.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, the joys of those who are kind. The Lord rescues them when they are in trouble. Verse 2. The Lord protects them and keeps them alive. May the Lord protect you.
Amen.
And keep you alive. He wants to be protected.
So
one of the ways to receive spiritual protection is to what? Care for the poor. And sometimes when I say care for the poor, it doesn't mean only the one who hasn't got to eat. But the poor is somebody, sometimes he has a certain need.
Amen.
Eh? Is that right? Maybe your pastor can be poor in a way where he needs a certain help.
Amen.
Where he needs you to stand with him.
Amen.
Where he needs you to pray for him.
Amen.
Where he needs you that he will send you to go and do A, B, C, D.
Amen.
Where he needs you to be around him, to accompany him to get some things done. Where he needs you even to defend him when somebody is speaking evil against his life and the church.
Amen.
I hope you are getting me.
Amen.
Yes. So the Lord will protect you and keep you alive. The reason is that because you are protecting and God is interested in the poor. And because you are caring for the poor, so the poor will be kept alive. God will keep you alive so that you keep keeping the poor alive.
Amen.
Because if you die, who will keep them alive? So Amen. God is keeping them alive through you.
Amen.
So it means that God has to keep you alive.
Amen.
May God keep you alive.
Amen.
I said, may God keep you alive.
Amen.
By keeping others alive.
Amen.
He gives them prosperity in the land. May God give you prosperity. Every land you go to, may God prosper you there. From today, I prophesy as a servant of God. Wherever land you go, may God prosper you there. Where others are not prospering, as for you, may you prosper there. When you go to the desert, may you prosper there. In the village, may you prosper there. In your community, may you prosper there. You go to Agbogboroshi, may you prosper there. You go to Kaneshi, may you prosper there. Bachona, may you prosper there. In your hometown, may you prosper there. Wherever you pass, may you prosper there. And the Lord rescue you from your enemies. Verse 3. And that's the last one. Verse 3. The Lord nurses them when they are sick.
Amen.
And restores them to health.
Amen.
So God, may God, may God become your nurse.
Amen.
I said, may God become your nurse.
Amen.
Anybody suffering anything from today, may God nurse you.
Amen.
May God heal you.
Amen.
You went through a disappointment. May God heal you.
Amen.
Heal you from your disappointment.
Amen.
Heal you from your shame.
Amen.
Heal you. See, sometimes they have even said something that has hurt you. That time when you were growing up, the way they insulted you, you lost your self-confidence. You are so beautiful, but you didn't know that you are beautiful.
Amen.
Because of the even the things they said. They said, look at your face. Look at whatever. Meanwhile, you are a very pretty lady.
Amen.
And because of that, you have lost your self-esteem. From today, may you regain your self-esteem. May you see yourself as very beautiful, very handsome, very glorious.
Amen.
What God has made you to be. May you see yourself to be.
Amen.
May people visit you.
Amen.
Turn your story around.
Amen.
Blessed are those who consider the poor. Joseph in the prison considered the butlers were poor.
Amen.
The butler and the other butler.
Similar
he Joseph. Interpreted their dreams. And after interpreting their dream, his own dream was interpreted.
Amen.
From today, may you help to interpret people's dreams.
Amen.
And as you are doing that, may your own dream be interpreted.
Amen.
Your dream of a good marriage.
Amen.
The dream of a good family.
Amen.
Dream
Amen.
Of your children turning out great.
Amen.
Dream of preaching the word of God.
Amen.
Dream of being excellent.
Amen.
May it come into your life.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
May the Lord prosper your going.
Amen.
Prosper your coming.
Amen.
Favor you in your going.
Amen.
May he fight your enemies.
Amen.
May he give you the upper hand.
Amen.
May you triumph in your going.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May your wedding bells be rung.
Amen.
May you build your buildings.
Amen.
May you build your house.
Amen.
I said, may you build your house.
Amen.
May you furnish your house.
Amen.
May you have your cars.
Amen.
May you marry. Amen. May you do well in life.
Amen.
May you be a preacher.
Amen.
May you do the works of God.
Amen.
And as you are serving him,
Amen.
May he bless your bread
Amen.
And bless your water.
Amen.
In blessing, the Lord bless you.
Amen.
In increasing, may he increase you.
Amen.
In multiplying, may he multiply you.
Amen.
In favoring, may he favor you.
Amen.
In honoring, may he honor you.
Amen.
In establishing, may he establish
Amen.
You. May he bring unto you the blessing of the tithing.
Amen.
Receive the blessing of the tithing.
Amen.
That your windows of heaven shall be open.
Amen.
May the windows of heaven be open
Amen.
Unto you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the blessing of kingdom development come to you.
Amen.
May God change his mind
Amen.
Concerning something negative in your family.
Amen.
And may God now cause a positive to
Amen.
Come into your life.
Amen.
What they said you cannot become, may God let you become it.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus,
Amen.
I pray for grace.
Amen.
Grace for ease.
Amen.
Ease to this, do
Amen.
Things in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I pray that the blessings
that comes to the poor,
Amen.
For considering the poor,
Amen.
May it come to you.
Amen.
Ah, may God wipe away your tears.
Amen.
As you are wiping away the tears of the poor,
Amen.
May your own tears be wiped away.
Amen.
Oh, as you are sweeping away the pain and the hunger of others, may your own hunger be swept away.
Amen.
And may God be the lifter up of your hair.
Amen.
Ah, when it's time for your marriage, may things be bought for you.
Amen.
When it's time for you to buy a car, may people support you.
Amen.
And may God give you multiple streams of income.
Amen.
May your story change
Amen.
For good and for glory.
Amen.
In blessing, the Lord bless you.
Amen.
In increasing, may He increase you.
Amen.
In multiplying, may He multiply you.
Amen.
In favoring, may He favor you.
Amen.
From today, may you move from the back seat to the front seat,
Amen.
From the bottom
Amen.
To the top,
Amen.
From shame unto Amen. Glory. As Joseph was promoted,
Amen.
May you be promoted.
Amen.
As Sarah was, the Lord remembered her and did according to as He has said. May the Lord remember you.
Amen.
And may God do for you
Amen.
As He has said.
Amen.
As the Lord remembered Rachel
Amen.
And opened her womb,
Amen.
May the Lord remember you
Amen.
And open the womb of uncommon blessings.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Be
blessed
amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Everybody shout a big amen.
Amen.